You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Oh, we're on the path today. I'm Finishing Well, certified financial planner on Scheil. You know, one of my favorite books of all time would be, John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. And you may know in that book that there was a big deal that Pilgrim went through the Wicket Gate. Mm. And the Wicket Gate, actually, like the word straight, is very much misunderstood. Because wicked, like the word straight that Jesus used when he said, enter through the straight gate, actually means narrow. It doesn't mean like I'm going in a straight line. He was talking about like the, Straits of Gibraltar, that this is a very narrow way, which happened to be, oh, by the way, you got to go through him in order to get to the Father. So the only way to do that is through a very narrow gate, as Pilgrim found when he got through the gate. But fascinatingly, in today's show that we're titling, the straight, meaning S-T-R-A-I-T, gate, narrow gate, of Social Security. Because fascinatingly, as I study that, Hans, for those who don't know, Hans is his name that we use because, that's who he is in his book. But if you know him personally, he gets to go by John, so I apologize for that confusion. But if you look at Social Security and the way that people take it, there's article after article you'll read where it says that Americans are leaving trillions of dollars by taking Social Security too early. And so it looks like what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount that, and I'm just making the comparison, that few are the ones that find it, and what they're actually saying, like 10% of the people are actually taking the Social Security when they should take it to maximize their benefit. So very few are finding the narrow gate of Social Security. And you can't help but wonder why that is. But we've done a number of shows on this, Hans, that where we talked about people are worried that Social Security is going to run out of money.
Well, yeah. And if you just read the newspaper or listen to the news or read articles out there, that makes for great headlines, is that, Social Security is going to be out of money. The baby boomers are living too long, and these millennials are just going to do nothing but pay in, and, it's 2035, it's out of money if they don't do anything. I mean, it's very inflammatory. And first of all, my experience is people, first of all, they believe all that stuff. And then the second thing is they really use it to justify their own spontaneous decision making. I mean, the amount of research that the average person puts into Social Security timing or deciding when they're going to take their check, or you could look at it another way, it's low, and you could look at it another way, which is how much, what sort of logic do people use to justify their decisions? I mean, I know this stuff because I'm talking to people all day long, every day. And I'm usually the one having to bring it up. Are you taking your Social Security? What's your plan? What are you doing? And if you really just look at the answers they give me, it's not very good.
Yeah, I've thought about it since I became more and more aware of this. And I came to the conclusion, I think the reason that most people are taking their Social Security at age 62 or as quick as they can get it are very similar to why they take the wide road and they don't come through Jesus. That they are simply completely selfishly looking at it. I can make it this is the best thing for me. I want my money and I want it now. It's fascinating to me. And that similarly, when you look at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus is talking to these people, he makes a comparison between two gates, a wide gate and a narrow gate. He makes a comparison between two trees, one that has good fruit, one that has bad fruit. He makes a comparison between two prophets. In each case, what's happening there is the person that's trying to do things on their own versus the people that turn to Jesus right? The way, the truth, and the life. Apart from me, you can do nothing, that guy. Which makes me wonder if the first step in deciding your Social Security and the timing on that would not be prayer. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. And I wonder if in that prayer you might feel a little tug from Jesus saying, why not go to somebody who really understands this stuff and sit down and plan with them if it's not necessarily going to cost you anything, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, so the answer lies between age 62, which is the earliest you can take it, and age 70, which is the latest you can take it. If you take 8 years and you multiply that by 12 months, because in every one of those years, you've got 12 different months. And the longer you wait, it goes up by a little bit. That's 96 different months that you could take it. Now, we can map those out for you right now and just count.
Yeah, and so, which gets back to, you know, it's interesting that if you are going to plan for this, you know, there's a book. It's called The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. You know, it's written actually by a certified financial planner, Han Shaw. I know you're probably shocked by that. But anyway, which, you know, in this book, if you look at page 15 on Social Security, I mean, here's a simple little chart that says, okay, here's what you got to look at. This is, you got to figure out what time you're going to take it. A big, huge part of this equation, and it certainly is in my own case, I've got to consider how old my wife is and what her situation is with Social Security. So, you're not doing this in a vacuum. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
Because she's going to get your check for the rest of her life if you die before her.
Right, and that's huge. Huge. And that says, you know, you're going to pay income tax on Social Security if at certain levels. You know, this is the third bullet point right here. Well, that's huge. And I think of two of my good friends that the minute they hit 62, and they didn't come to me and ask me, but the minute they hit 62, and both of these guys are working. And so both of them end up paying all sorts of income tax on the Social Security because they just took the bait completely on the deal. But Hans, you've got good news for somebody just did that within the last year, right?
Yeah. Refresh my memory of this story.
No, the good news is if you just, you know, within the last year took that.
Referring to a story. So the Social Security Administration
yeah.
is going to let you undo your Social Security election within a year. That's kind of a little oversimplification. And you're going to be able to undo it by paying the money back to them that you've already collected. And we have had a few clients do that.
All right. So if you took the bait too early and you know, why didn't I hear the show, you know, 6 months ago or whenever, the good news is, you know, the shorter it's been since you made that election, the easier it is, you know, to get out of the net.
Yeah. So if you're just listening to the show and you've elected for your Social Security, you think you might have done it too early, just give me a call or give somebody with credentials like mine a call and talk to them about your Social Security election. So you could undo it if it's a year or less. Oh, it's an oversimplification, but it's just, and you need to be ready to pay the money back. And you've got to sell the funds to that.
Yeah, because when you compare it again, you know, one of the easiest things you can do, and you instructed me to do this, and, you know, I can't believe I never did it, but, you know, the truth is I'm a slacker. I often find myself in the wide road. But one of the first things you told me to do was to go run that statement, which is easy as can be. Go to, you know, socialsecurity.gov and bang it, you know, you put in a few things, get an account, it'll show you, you know, your statement. And that thing has changed several times, actually, since I began watching it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it changes every time you file a tax return, and it changes, actually, it changes before that because your employer and you are contributing all year long and every month long. And I'm not so sure how often the Social Security or the IRS reports that to the Social Security Administration, but mine changes all the time. I pull it up because mine's printed in the book. So if you wanted an example of that, you can get it either book. I've got both mine, and the ones that are in the two books are different because they were published the books were published at different times.
Right, and I, you know, I would have thought that I, mine would not have changed at my age, whatever, but it does. And it actually has gotten better. Like, whoa, ka-ching.
But yeah, because they use your highest 35 years of working, your income relative to the Social Security maximum. So what you find by reading mine is I really got some nice credit. I was making a high income in my 20s, selling insurance. And I was being an executive for an insurance company. And if you look at it now, it doesn't look like a very high income, but it really looked high then. And the maximum earnings for Social Security back then was like $46,000. So, you know, I looked like a high earner. I was a high earner, and I get credit for the maximum check for all those years. And you probably similarly in the car business. So, you know, they're going to take 35 years. And when I look at a lot of people that are in their 60s, they're still needing a few more years. That's another benefit to waiting beyond 62 is, it is in my case, I still need a few more maximum years till I have 35 years till I get the maximum Social Security. It's hard to feel sorry for me, but when you look through my statement.
I mean, it's something to think about because, again, as we talk about always, that if you go to cardinalguide.com, don't forget the cardinal and the guide part. You got to put them together, cardinalguide.com. There you're going to find the 7 worries tabs, which are actually just goes. They're actually helping you finish well now. So, you know, we talked about that in the last show. But, you know, this PDF is absolutely free, which describes how to go get your statement, how to look at it, what to do, all these different steps and different things to go into this figure. And if you don't want to take the easy step, just call Hans and get into a long-term discussion of, you know, what all is involved in it. But all there is that at the 7 worries tab. You get the PDF absolutely free, or you can get the whole book with all that information. So, as you can tell, we're loaded prepared today on the straight gate of Social Security. We got so much more for you, and we'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, we're talking about the straight gate of Social Security. And as we talked about earlier in the show, that is spelled S-T-R-A-I-T, which means narrow. You may have heard people say the straight and narrow, but it's actually wrong. That what Jesus said was straight, which means a straight like the straits of Gibraltar. When you think of the word crooked versus straight, that's where a lot of I would often misunderstood that. But if you start to think that I've got to do this straight, I can't, you know, do it without making any bad turns, then whoa, you're off track, because what Jesus said was no, it's narrow. He didn't say that you couldn't make mistakes, because, you know, he's the one that paid it all. You can't pay for your own. So if the idea is I can get there by not sinning, then wrong answer. You're not going to get there that way. The only way you're going to get there is through the narrow gate, which is Jesus dying for you. Now, how does that relate to Social Security? Well, we're just noting that so many people take this wide gate of just taking their Social Security the very day that they can, because it's my money and I want it now.
Or deciding when they're 64 that they're waiting until 70. It's the other extreme.
Right.
I had a lady we were just talking to on the phone yesterday, and she's going to become a client. She thinks we hung the moon, we sent her the book, we're just doing the whole thing. And I really asked her, I said, so earlier you told me that you're going to wait till you're 70 in the Social Security. So why'd you make that decision? What's behind that? And what she told us was that they have a friend who's 72 now, that waited until he was 70 and collected his Social Security check and his paycheck from work. She says, do you know anything about that? You know, she didn't explain it like I just explained it. And I said, well, you haven't told me enough yet, but I have a sense that I probably do. But what I was just struck by She couldn't tell me another thing about Social Security. She didn't know what full retirement age was. Her husband doesn't even want to talk about it. He's planning on working until 70. And I'm not even saying that waiting until 70 is a bad decision for him. That could work out to be the best thing ever. What I brought up to her, again, later on, is I'm just struck by, she's not alone, is that people have very little information, very little knowledge of just kind of the whole math problem and life problem that we're trying to work out. And they just make a really willy-nilly decision. I mean, it's just, so we just decided that. And then she immediately is saying to me, well, was that a good decision? And she says, well, I called you today. I mean, she's all, yeah, you did. Good. You know, you're going down the right road. I said, there's probably other things. I said, that book I'm sending you has 7 different chapters in it. And I'd suggest you may be making some decisions in some other areas that, you know, you haven't really thought through real well yet. So we've got a bright future together.
Yeah, and one of the beautiful things you taught me, honestly, Hans, because I had no clue, you know, a year and a half ago what even the word annuity meant. But now that I know what annuity means, the fact that, you know, you've got Social Security, which is an awesome annuity, that even, you know, like we talked about a few minutes ago, if my life expectancy now, you know, in 30 years, I live to be 120, I mean, annuities keep paying, regardless how much money you put in. And Social Security being the, like, an amazing annuity. Part of the beauty of an annuity, you taught me yourself, Hans, was you got to let those babies bake.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what they're doing by waiting until 7. So she was actually making, if they can afford to do it, a good decision on both of them. They wait until they're 70. Now, you know, that's letting it bake. I mean, that's giving them, they're 65 now. That's so giving them 5 more years.
For people that are just hearing that term for the first time, talk about a regular annuity and what making, letting it bake things.
It just means you put the money in now. You invest the money with an insurance company. And then you don't take anything out until a future date. And the longer you wait, the longer it bakes, the more it's going to pay out.
Yeah.
And you can't outlive an annuity. That's the parallel with Social Security. And for some people, this is the only annuity they have. So you better get this subject right. For some of you, once you really understand this, you may come back to me and say, you know, I'm on this distribution plan with my IRA or my other savings, and I'm worried about running out of that. If I spend it all down at 85, I'd like to take part of that and put it in something like Social Security and let it bake for a while. We're all over that. I mean, we've got probably 50 different companies that we offer all different versions of the news. Back on Social Security, for some folks, this may be the only annuity you have. This may be the only check that's coming in your 90s and when you're 100, or it may be your spouse the only check, but you may be deceased by then, and then your spouse is getting your check. And it may be the only check that they have coming in with regularity. You may have other investments, other assets, but this is very important to get this right.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, because I've talked to somebody who's near and dear in my own family who, when I looked at their situation, I went, wow, now that I know what an annuity is, I mean, that was exactly the strategy to make sure that they didn't run out of money, right, Hans?
And oh, yeah. I mean, it's also like sticking the money under the mattress. So this lady that we're talking about, she has got a Social Security. It's not a big check, but she takes some comfort in it. You know, actually, when she took part of her money and put it into an annuity, it's like sticking it under the mattress. I mean, it's just, it's there, but it's not there. It's a little difficult to get
it. It's really worked out well for her, because she kind of doesn't even know it's there. But what's happening when you say it's on the mat is the difference between being in the mattress and in an annuity is it's baking, like you're talking about. It's rising.
It's rising.
The interest is paying inside of itself. So this thing, when she turns this annuity on, like Social Security, it will be giving her a greater benefit to go into conjunction with. She'll never run out of money. Never. If she lives to 260?
Well, it's just there. It's a wonderful place to park some savings money and to set up a possible future lifetime income. Now, when it comes time for her to actually turn on the income, she may have such a low life expectancy that we won't even do that. We'll just surrender. the amount of money that we need, and we'll just put together a plan for that. There's tons of options. Back to Social Security, right now, for people in their 60s, this is an extremely important decision, and it's something that we counsel people all the time on, and we counsel people, we don't do it in a vacuum. This is in light of all your other finances. I mean, you obviously can't delay your Social Security until 70 unless you have some other money to rely on to withdraw from, or you have a job like you do. Okay? And then we need to have a contingency plan. If you delay till 70, just like the lady I was talking to yesterday, what if her husband got laid off at 67 or 68? Well, then they've got this plan to delay till 70, and maybe he had to take another lesser paying job to stay in his financial plan for a few years. Maybe he wanted to. Well, then he might take his Social Security, still delayed, but at 68, and then he'll be able to collect a check from another job, maybe a smaller check, and the two things put together will have them rolling along just fine. So this is these decisions with Social Security need to be made within the context of your life situation as well. If you're in very poor health and you don't have a long life expectancy, I mean, none of us know what the future holds, but we can kind of predict it, you know. And so if we're making these decisions, that could be some reason to take it earlier, because, you know,
you don't leave that money on the table, so to speak. But you know, one of the beauties of the book and the workbook is actually, as I've become to understand it better, is that you put Social Security as the first chapter, because it's a building block that really, it's a significant amount of income for everyone that I never would have dreamed that Social Security was going to be a big deal until I ran that report. And I went, oh, wow, there's a lot of money that's gone. I'm going to get it every year. And if I, you know, but it's a major building block in a strategy to finish well.
Well, it's something good the government has set up and maintained for, you know, 80 years, 90 years, and they're going to keep maintaining it. It's a societal good. It creates a threshold. It creates, you know, these people talk about, oh, I want my Social Security. I want give that to me. Let me invest that. I can do better than the Social Security Administration. In my opinion, dumbest idea I've ever heard. Because you give people control over their stuff, they'll spend it.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious they took the wide road in so many other ways. But there is some good news on that actually, you know, from my standpoint, the government's addressing this right now. There's this thing that's probably not going to pass, but there's some legislation out there. They're trying to get this thing to 2100.
Yeah, it's the 2100 Social Security Act. And there's four things that the government can do with the Social Security program to shore it up financially. I mean, I just want to remind everybody, there's $3 trillion in the reserve. So $3 trillion is such a huge amount of money. And last year, they added to the reserve. So it didn't go down. And they're predicting that this year is going to be the first year they're going to use some of the reserve. But they still won't have the numbers till next spring. So we'll see. So the problem is not as bad as people say it is, but it's still a problem and something needs to be done. So the things that they can do is, one, they can raise the tax rate so you can pay more in and our employers can pay more in. They can raise the retirement age. It's moving target from 66 to 67. They can move it further. They can raise the maximum amount that you pay on. So they've got a lot of, as the MBA people call them, levers that they can pull. And they're going to have to work that out politically. But I don't want you people that are listening to this show and planning for Social Security to just get that diverting. Let's just worry about you and what you decide and your spouse and your family. And let's let the politicians, I mean, we'll,
yeah, I just put that in an obviously, thing. But we know that it's good to 2035, so hey, that sounds like a lot of time between now and then. I'm going to be a pretty old man when that hits.
Yeah, but it's not it's not going to just end at 2035 either.
Right.
So let's put that aside, and this book focuses on you and you getting the advice that's going to make your situation the way God wants it for you and the way you want it to be, and to be the best that it can be for you and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount, right, the straight is the gate. You know, in other words, narrow is the way, which kind of gets back to the whole idea of apart from me, you can do nothing. And so, you know, from my personal experience, I think it was no coincidence at all that you're listening to the show today, that Jesus is putting wisdom in your path so that you begin to see it and understand it. If you listen this far to the show, chances are you're seeing what we're talking about. And so what is God, you know, kind of pointing you to? And be in prayer, because apart from him, you're going to do nothing. So he will help guide you in this and help you find counselors, people that you can trust, godly people that you can rely on. Of course, we feel that we're that at Cardinal Guide. Of course, I work for Truth Broadcasting, but Hans is Cardinal Guide. You can go to cardinalguide.com and there email Hans your question on Social Security, get the book for free, or any other way that they want some help, even in budgeting for, you know, retirement. That's kind of the main thing that you would like to do, is help people finish well.
I mean, we're certified financial planners here, and we CFPs, we read about this stuff constantly. We love to help people. And if people don't have the means, we don't charge them.
Right. So there's the idea. Again, thanks for another great show, Hans. We're out of time, but wow, the narrow gate of Social Security things.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.